You're listening to SBS News.
South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall says investigations have revealed one of the close contacts linked to a positive case in a worker at an Adelaide pizza bar misled the contact tracing team. The person told authorities he had only purchased a pizza from the shop when in fact he had worked several shifts at the location. As a result, the contact tracing team is still trying to locate thousands of people who had dangerous contact at the Woodville pizza bar where the person worked. Mr. Marshall has described the person's conduct as disgraceful.
Now that we know that this person lied, we need to find and isolate a whole new group of associates. We are still urging South Australians to get tested. But just as we have acted immediately to put restrictions in place to keep South Australians safe, we are going to act to lift them much sooner than previously advised. I will not let the disgraceful conduct of a single individual to keep South Australia in these circuit breaker conditions one day longer than what is necessary.
Despite needing to trace and isolate a whole new group of close contacts, Mr. Marshall announced the state will begin relaxing restrictions because the reasons they were imposed no longer apply. The restrictions, which came into effect on Thursday, were to last 6 days, but exercise within households is now immediately permitted. And as of midnight tomorrow night, the stay-at-home order will be repealed. Restaurants and cafes will be allowed to reopen for seated consumption of food and drink, restricted to a density of one person per 4 square metres. South Australian Police Commissioner Grant Stevens says gatherings in private residences will be restricted to 10 people.
Funerals will have an allowance of 50 people and weddings will return to an allowance of 150, but there will be no dancing or vertical consumption at weddings. Religious ceremonies will be restricted to 100 people. Private gatherings will be 50 people.
The concerns that a new strain of the virus had appeared in South Australia are highly unlikely. Associate Professor James Wood from the University of New South Wales School of Population Health uses mathematical and statistical models to explain the transmission of infectious diseases. He says there's little evidence to suggest a new strain of coronavirus is behind the cluster in South Australia.
There's no conclusive evidence anywhere from within the world that there's massive differences between different versions of the virus in terms of transmission, and the likelihood of South Australia suddenly ending up with one which is completely different, just, it seems very unlikely, okay? And also they wouldn't have much data to draw that conclusion on the basis of, because they've only had a small number of cases. And to say that things are unusual in a large family cluster where it's pretty hard to measure who exposed who and when that happened, and you're catching up with testing and you haven't maybe observed all the transmission events yet, it's overinterpretation of what they have available to them.
Victoria will also resume its hotel quarantine program in just over a fortnight as the state marks 3 weeks without a new COVID-19 case or death. And travel between the ACT and Victoria will be allowed without restrictions from Monday. People arriving from Victoria will no longer be forced to enter isolation for 14 days or be screened at Canberra Airport. And New South Wales is also opening its border with Victoria on Monday. And you can stay up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.